And now to Ohio, the other big prize in Tuesday's balloting. As the candidates head into a weekend of campaigning, we're going to take a few minutes to check in on the race there. Mark Namek is our guide. He's a political reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer and joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's start with the Republicans. Does Senator John McCain face any real challenge in Ohio?
The only challenge he faces is probably being noticed at the moment. He's not been around too much. There are some of those robocalls being made by a former Republican gubernatorial candidate on his behalf. He was here on Tuesday during our debate time, trying to get a little bit of attention. But right now, I think he's laying low.
And what, because he just figures he's got it sewed up?
Yeah, I mean, Huckabee was here as well on Tuesday, but the two of them aren't trading any words. I think McCain's stops, and he was in the Cleveland area as well as downstate, was really mostly about the Democratic side. He talked a little bit about Obama and looking at his experience. They talked about the war, as you've seen before, a little bit of a preview of what we'll see in the general election if Barack Obama is the candidate.
So about that, that's a hotter race, obviously. How are the demographics there in Ohio affecting the Democratic race?
Right now, the demographics of Ohio seem to have favored Hillary Clinton. We're a state that is a little bit older than the national average. We're a little whiter, and we, something that we're not proud of, have fewer college-educated folks. And leading up until this point, those demographics have favored Senator Clinton. But we have seen with Obama, as time goes on, he seems to have been catching her on that. Both are spending a lot of time on the airwaves. We're one of the few primaries where we've had about 3 weeks of time for both candidates to run ads, and we're seeing the polls, I think, reflect that. Obama is spending maybe 2-1 right now over Hillary Clinton on the air, and that seems to be making a difference in the polls.
And I gather there's a rural-urban split there in Ohio. Explain that to us.
Yeah, Ohio, if you go in the southern part of Ohio, you really are in the foothills of Appalachia, and our current Democratic governor, Ted Strickland, who has endorsed Hillary Clinton, has been campaigning a bit down in those rural areas where he grew up. And there's not a lot of delegates down there, but they certainly can't ignore him. She just finished a 3-day trip in Appalachia. And right now, even Obama's wife, Michelle, is heading in southern Ohio for this weekend. And Bill Clinton, who won a lot of those votes in the 92 and 96 elections, playing off his experience in Arkansas and his upbringing, they're really trying to work that area. And that is a bit unusual when you have five major urban centers in a state where candidates really want to stack up votes.
Well, just very briefly, Mark, some political analysts say that it's not enough for Hillary Clinton to win in Iowa, that she has to win big. How likely is she'll do that?
The polls have her only around 7 to 11 points ahead. And that will be difficult. I can see in at least the Cleveland area, which is the most delegate-rich of the state, you have a lot of support for Obama among, precinct leaders, council people, and that will be reflected in the vote. I mean, I think it's going to be very close.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mark Namek is a political reporter for the Cleveland Plain Dealer.